Here is your Radio Theater Channel weekly podcast for download. The RTC still has the very best old-time radio on the live streaming. And if it's music you love, tune in to the RTC Music Channel, where this link and many others are on our website at oldtimeradiolisten.com. Now, here's Jim.
Hello and welcome to the RTC Weekly Download. Today we have two comedies for you. They're very atmospheric. They kind of capture the times that they were depicting, and we're going to play them for you now. First one is the Damon Runyon Theater. This is from syndication in 1950, and it's called Barbecue. And then in about 30 minutes' time, we'll be back with The Adventures of Maisie, Clothes for the Poor, and that one features Ann Southern.
The Damon Runyon Theater. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, Barbecue. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. Well, one afternoon, I am in Miami, Florida, being down there for the race meet. I am enjoying some seafood in the little sharkskin grill when I am joined by a citizen named High C. Homer, so-called because he tries out as a singer one time in an amateur contest, but his career does not go on from there because someone catches him under the chin with a cabbage, and Homer turns to other hobbies, mostly more than somewhat off the level. Well, we talk of this and that until Homer looks toward the door and says,
Broadway, I wonder why it is that I cannot go any place without a copper sticking in his face.
Copper? Where?
Coming over. And this one's name is Finnegan, and he is rough on the edges.
Homer, what do you do that brings him to see you?
Nothing, I think.
Well, well. Hello there, Homer.
Hello, Finnegan. Sit down.
I'll say this standing up. Homer, the chief will consider it a favor if you'll bid us farewell.
Why? What is his idea?
He doesn't have to have one. Just goodbye, Homer.
I do nothing.
Maybe not. But somebody touched up a guest in this town for 50 grand.
My goodness, that is a lot of scratch.
It is.
And what makes you and the chief think I have anything to do with it?
Just the fact you're in town makes us believe anything. Homer, start now.
Okay, okay.
And you? You.
Huh? Me? You are talking to me?
Yeah. Go with Homer.
But I do nothing. I only know Homer.
That could be a crime. And is. Both of you, please leave Miami right now.
So that is how I leave Miami, somewhat under a cloud. Homer has a car and offers to drive me to Tampa. I accept. I wish later I do not, because what happens is bad for me. And what it is, I will tell you in a minute.
Now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, Barbecue.
Well, not more than an hour later, I and Homer are driving along the Tamiami Trail to Tampa. Homer is a little cross because, as he says,
I do not mind taking a rap for something I do. But when I am asked to leave town because I do nothing, I feel hurt.
You do? How about me?
So, somebody swindles a guy out of 50 grand. Broadway, that is a lot of moolah.
It is a handy sum to have in one sock.
I wonder who pulls the touch. Funny, I do not hear anything of it.
You are sure you have nothing to do with it?
Me? Broadway, there is no handhold on a crooked dollar.
Huh? What business are you in, Homer?
Legitimate.
Since when?
Broadway, what is the matter with you?
Everything. Just because I am sitting in the grill and you join me, I have got to leave Miami, which I like very much.
Looks like a storm is coming up.
And there is no top on this thing.
Looks like this is going to be quite a storm.
Look, Homer, I am out in the middle of no place because you talked to me in Miami. Let us at least get someplace where there is a roof over our heads.
Mm-hmm. I think I know just the place, Broadway. It is up the trail, maybe 2 miles.
Then hurry up! Hurry up!
It is starting to rain.
I can feel it. Homer, get to the place you talk about before only my head shows above water. With that, Homer coaxes a couple more spurts out of the old pail, and in a few minutes we are walking into one of them roadside places that sell sandwiches and things like that. It is no fancy joint, but Homer seems very pleased, especially when he looks around and spots a Dow who is maybe shading 40 and is put together on the lines of a middleweight. He motions me to come with him, and we walk over to the Dow, and Homer speaks to her.
Hello, Barbecue.
Hello, you sir. Homer.
Yeah. How are you?
Until this second, I was all right. What are you doing here?
Big wind outside.
Now there's one inside.
You are not glad to see me?
No. Get out of here.
Look, there is an awful storm coming up, Barbecue.
So what? What line of larceny are you in this season?
I am now as honest as the day is long.
Never asked you to come here.
Do you still hold it against me that I gave you that horse 5 years ago?
It was not a horse. It was a catfish, and it should have been thrown back before they put a saddle on it.
Barbecue, you are holding a grudge.
Grudge? It wasn't the horse, Homer. It's just that you'll never straighten out. I don't want to see you.
How about the storm outside?
It'll do you good.
But my friend here...
Any friend of yours deserves a good storm.
Oh, now, wait a minute, miss. It is not my fault Homer drags me in here. It is not my fault that I am with him. The cops in Miami...
Oh, I see. They tossed you out, huh, Homer?
Well...
And me with him, for no reason at all.
Your word I'll take. His, no. But... okay. As soon as the storm blows over, get.
I know you would see things my way.
Sure. But, Homer...
What?
Don't try talking me into anything.
Like what?
Like talking me into anything.
Okay, Barbecue. I will not. Come on, Broadway. Let us sit down.
Say, who is this Camapo who talks to you in such a discourteous manner?
She is no Camapo. In fact, I think she is quite handsome.
What? Handsome? You have to stand at an awful good angle, of which there is none.
Broadway, it is because you do not know any better that you speak that way of my wife.
Wife? Your...
My ever-loving wife. She divorces me 9 years ago.
Then how can she be your ever-loving wife?
I consider her such because I still love her. But she has nothing to do with me because she does not approve of my way of making a few bobs here and there.
This I understand.
Every time I see her, I love her more. Broadway, someday I will get her back.
With that, Homer goes to gazing at Barbecue. And she gives him a look now and then, too. It is easy to see that she is not over him. Homer also tells me that she owns this Barbecue place and does very nicely with it. Well, there we sit. And it is maybe 20 minutes later that the door opens and in walk two hard-looking guys. Homer gives them the eye and then says to me...
Looks like we have got some company, Broadway.
Yeah. And from the looks of those two, they are company I can do without.
Uh-huh. Know who they are?
They look familiar.
They should. The little guy is Dandy Jack McQueen.
Sure, that's who it is. Holy mackerel, what is he doing here?
And the big guy is Johnny Aquitania, out of St. Louis.
Homer, I do not like this. We gotta get out of here.
Why?
Why? Do you not see the valise Dandy Jack carries?
Sure. It seems to me that in that valise is the 50 grand they take from that guy in Miami. And those two are on their way to Tampa. But get blown in here like you and me.
Let us blow out.
Not in this storm.
I would rather face the storm.
Sit tight. 50 grand is a lot of tar. Guy could go straight on that much.
Homer, what are you thinking?
Nothing, I...
Hey, Johnny Aquitania is coming over.
Yeah.
You. Don't I see you someplace before?
I guess you do, Johnny.
You know me, huh?
I guess I do, Johnny.
And who are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I am a friend of Homer's.
Homer? Oh, sure. I see Homer. I thought I knew you.
Yeah, you know me.
Say, what are you doing here?
Same thing you are.
How do you mean that?
Getting in out of the rain.
Oh. I noticed you looking at us hard when we came in. Don't do it anymore.
There's a law against it?
Could be, Homer. Could be.
I see you are traveling light. Just a little suitcase.
Just a little suitcase, that's right. Just a toothbrush.
Uh-huh. Well, it's nice seeing you, Johnny.
Keep it that way. Nice, I mean.
Homer, you are crazy talking to a tough guy like that. He is a very rapid citizen in every way, shape, or form. Homer Storm or no Storm, I am gone.
Okay, you go. But how?
Well, you know there is no way for me to get out except in your car.
I do not intend to leave just yet.
How long will you stay?
Until I do two things.
Which are?
Number one, convince Barbecue that I am, or will be, an ideal and ever-loving husband.
And number two?
Figure out some way to get myself a steak. I am entirely out of potatoes.
And you are looking hard at that little Belize.
Am I?
Homer, I see a lot of guys do crazy things. But if you are thinking of trying to do what I know you are, then you are one, two, the craziest guy in the world.
I am?
Look, Johnny Aquitania and Dandy Jack are not small kindergarten children. They are grown-up killers.
Sure. But look at it this way, Broadway. A guy can sure go straight on 50 grand.
I am hooked and I know it. Outside there is a storm that sounds like it is blowing the state right off of the map. And inside there are two guys with 50 grand that they will resent anybody trying to pick off. Then there is High C Homer, who feels that he has the 50 grand coming to him. Take those things and what have you got? Trouble. Then add what comes later and you get more trouble, as you will hear in a minute.
Now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, Barbecue.
The storm outside gets worse, and things inside get more than somewhat tighter. Johnny and Dandy Jack keep getting more nervous. In fact, they are almost up with me in that respect. Then, Dandy Jack gets up and goes out the door.
Now, where do you think Dandy Jack is going, Broadway?
I do not know, and I do not care, as long as he stays away.
This is very peculiar.
That sounds like we just landed in the ocean.
It's like we're in for a good one.
I guess so, Barbecue.
I don't like the looks of those two guys.
Do not worry about them. Worry about me.
Why?
Look, I think that you and me can get back together again, huh?
I told you not to try to talk me into anything.
Oh, I'm not. You know I still love you.
Shut up.
That's Broadway. Broadway, do I not tell you that before?
Well, you do, but see?
Why did you have to come back here? You're no good, Homer. You never were and you never will be.
Maybe I turn over a new leaf.
And I'll bet there was a crooked job underneath.
You wrong me. Broadway, do I not talk about going straight just a minute ago?
Well, yes, I guess you do, but...
See, Barbecue?
I thought you meant that.
I do.
I've said it 1,000 times, and I always end up the same. Holding the sack while you're keeping a jump ahead of the cops. No. You're just no good.
Look, if I go straight for a whole year, what then?
A whole year?
Yeah.
You couldn't do it.
Want to bet?
No.
Listen, I will make you this proposition. I will go straight for a whole year if you will take me back at the end of that time.
What have you got up your crooked sleeve?
Nothing.
I could kill you for coming back here.
We will talk about that later. Right now, is it a deal?
When bigger dopes are made, they'll use me for a model.
What does that mean?
I'm a sap. I fall for this line every time.
But you never hear me say before that I will go straight for a whole year.
No, that's something new. All right, Homer. But so help me, if you break this promise, if I hear one little thing about you that ain't on the level, don't ever let me see you again. Because if you do, I'll turn you in myself if I have to frame you. Understand?
Sure, I get it. Now, you talk to Broadway a minute. I got some business with one of your customers.
Homer, what are you going to do?
Take it easy. I am just going to talk.
Well, I'm a sap, huh, Broadway?
I guess you have lots of company.
I guess so.
Excuse me, Barbecue. It is none of my business, but why do you let Homer talk you into this?
I got news for you. I knew as soon as I saw him that I'd take that bait again.
Oh, I see. I guess maybe you are lonesome, huh?
Maybe. Even for him.
Yeah, I think I understand.
Well, more customers from the storm.
Hey, that blonde is a beautiful doll.
Can't say much for the guy with her.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'll see if they want anything.
We'll have a little talk later, Barbecue.
Yeah.
Well, Homer?
That Johnny Aquitania is a tough person.
Yeah, he is. I think I tell you that.
Uh-huh. But you hear the promise I make Barbecue.
I do. To go straight. And if lifting that 50 grand from those two citizens is going straight, then you have peculiar ideas.
They do not come by it honestly. They pinch it from that character in Miami. Like I always say, there is no handhold on a crooked dollar.
So we sit there with the storm getting worse all the time. The new customers that come in are a young guy and a young doll who look like they are very scared about something. Then Dandy Jack comes back in, nods to Johnny Aquitania. Homer sees the nod, gives me a funny look, and then motions for me to go outside with him. We do so. And I think it is very funny that Johnny and Dandy let us go until Homer goes to his car, where the scene is as follows.
Like I think, Dandy Jack fixes my car so I cannot drive it. No wonder they let us come outside.
Homer, this is getting worse all the time.
I guess it is. Maybe we should fix their car.
Homer, do not be a sap. If you do that, then they will know who it is, and you will be cooked. And I will be cooked.
Yeah, I guess you are right.
Look.
There's another car.
It must belong to that young guy that comes in with the doll.
Let's take a look at it. This one is all right. I guess it is only me that Johnny and Dandy worry about.
You know, I think they have a very good reason.
Look.
Where?
Over there. When we get here, I see the telephone lines. Now look at them.
They are cut.
Johnny and Dandy are taking no chances. I guess we better go back in.
Wait a minute. Listen.
Hmm?
That sounds like somebody.
It is coming from this car.
Yeah, it is. But there is nothing in this car but a bull fiddle and a case.
Let me see. Yeah. This is very funny.
Homer. Homer, look. Do you see what I see?
Well, how do you like this? That is a finger sticking out of that bull fiddle case.
A body in that case. Homer, I will be glad if you tell me this whole thing is a bad dream. Starting with the day I meet you for the first time.
Come on. Let's see who this is. Give me a hand.
I wish nothing to do with bodies.
The finger is wiggling. Come. We cannot leave a citizen in that thing.
I do not know him. I do not wish to know him. If he is in a bull fiddle case, that is his business. It might be a hobby with him.
Broadway. Give me a hand.
There is nothing else to it but that we take the citizen out of the case. It turns out that he is a little old guy with a lump on his head the size of a watermelon. I and Homer take him back into the kitchen without going through the dining room. And there, the old guy starts to talk.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, gentlemen. I would have died in there.
Will you please explain this hiding in a bull fiddle case? It is not dignified for a party of your years.
I was put in there. They did it. My wife and that Giuliano.
Is your ever-loving wife a beautiful blonde doll?
Yes.
And this Giuliano, is he a dark guy with a mustache?
Yes. Where are they?
Inside, in the dining room.
They're going to be surprised when they find I'm still alive. They tried to kill me.
Oh, then they put you in the case.
Yes. they were going to throw me into the swamp.
It seems to me that people are getting a little out of line these days.
Well, you are a lucky man that we find you, Mr.
My name is Grievance.
Grievance.
What are you going to do, Mr. Grievance?
Do?
Well, it seems to me that you have a pretty good case against your wife and this Giuliano.
Yes, but I want them to think I am dead. Let them throw that case into the swamp.
Without you in it?
If you think I'm going to get back in there, you're crazy.
You've got a point there.
As soon as I can, I will get in touch with the police and have my wife and Giuliano picked up. Then I will prefer charges.
Of course. But wait a minute.
What's funny?
Look, those pigs hanging there. Barbecue raises them and butchers them herself. Now, what if we took one of those pigs and put it in the case?
Oh. Very good idea. Excellent.
Nobody's here but the cook, so you hide out here until your wife and Giuliana leave.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. They'll throw the pig into the swamp thinking it's me. But why are you willing to help me?
I always like a good joke. Now, you hide out and I will put a pig in the bull fiddle case.
So we do that. Grievance hides out in the kitchen and Homer and me go back into the dining room. Johnny Aquitania is waiting for us.
Where you been?
Outside for some air.
Anybody else come?
No.
Give me it on the level.
Take a look for yourself. Nobody could get through to here in this storm, and nobody can get out.
That's right, nobody gets out. What have you been doing out there so long?
We need a lot of air.
Yeah, okay. Now you two sit right here, and don't talk to anybody about anything. Get it?
Sure. I get it, Johnny. Far be it from me to queer a deal for a friend.
That's a real good boy, Homer.
The lights, Dad, the lights!
Don't worry, folks. This happens a lot of times. The lights go out during a storm. They'll come on again just as soon as the storm's over.
Oh, Homer, barbecue. Listen to that wind.
I've been here a long time, but I never heard one like this.
We're in for it, huh?
Yeah, a real bad one.
Why do I ever come here?
You got any candles or lamps, barbecue?
Oh, yeah, I'll get some.
What is that?
The wind blew down a tree.
Hey, that comes pretty close.
I'm getting out of here. This joint slab will fold up any second.
Where are you going, Johnny? You do not have a 1-2 chance out there.
I don't care. We're getting out. Andy, come on. This way, we're getting out.
You're crazy, mister. The wind will blow you off the road.
How many trees are there, barbecue?
Plenty.
That does it. At least we got a chance out there on the road. We're trapped in this joint. Come on, Dandy. Come on. We're getting out of here.
I hate to see them leave, especially now.
Personally, I am happy.
There they go, Broadway.
What's the tie-in between them and you, Homer?
Nothing. Nothing at all, Barbecue. I just feel sad.
I think maybe Dandy Jack and Johnny Aquitania run into an accident.
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, like I always say, there is no handhold on a crooked dollar.
But nobody goes outside to see what happens. We stay inside with the storm howling like a million devils. I see that Homer is aching to go out, but he will not take the chance. Then it comes on morning and the storm is gone. I and Homer sneak outside while Barbecue is busy someplace else.
Just look at them, Broadway. They are deader than last week's tip on a horse.
I think they are.
But here is a little valise. It is not even scratched.
What are you going to do with that?
Go straight. I am going to South America and live straight. Then I will come back in a year
and... Hey, look. There go the blonde doll and that Giuliano.
With the pig in that bullfiddle case. Well, all is well that ends well.
You think this thing is ended?
What else?
If you are caught with that money...
Who will catch me? Nobody. Broadway, I think this is the greatest thing that ever happens to me. We will go back to Miami.
Miami? But you know you cannot go back there.
But I will. I figure this way. The cops are looking for Dandy Jack and Johnny Aquitania to go north. Now, if I go south, back to Miami, I will be as safe as wheat in the bin.
So says High C. Homer. But I am right. It is not the end. And what happens when we get back to Miami is something I will tell you in a minute. Says goodbye to Barbecue. She is crying a little and makes Homer swear that he will go straight for a year. Then we get the car fixed and drive to Miami. We stop at the Sharkskin Grill, and there the scene is as follows.
So I have got 50 grand and Barbecue.
If you are caught with that toy, it will go hard with you.
Nobody suspects I have it. Nobody can. From here, I will catch a plane to South America.
Maybe you better look toward the door. That looks like Finnegan coming in.
So? What does he have on me? Nothing. Just let me talk.
Gladly.
Well, well, well. High C. Homer. I think I told you we don't want you in Miami.
I remember. But if you will remember, there is a storm yesterday. It drives me back here. I will leave in a little while, Finnegan.
I don't think you will. In fact, you'll stay with us for a spell.
Huh? What is this?
A pinch, Homer, a pinch.
Now, wait a minute. You got nothing on me, nothing.
I got a warrant for your arrest, that's all. Come on.
My arrest? Look, Finnegan, there is nothing to pin on me. I have nothing to do with that heist job, nothing. I'm going...
Oh, no, you... Get your hands off me.
Finnegan, get out of my way.
The police. Homer, the police. It comes open.
Holy smoke, look at that dough.
It is not mine. I never see it before. Finnegan,
oh,
I...
Oh, sure, you never saw it before. All right, Homer, let's go.
You do not know I have it. Nobody knows I have it.
That's right. I had no idea you were in on that job, but now...
What? You have no idea.
Right. A little while ago, we got a call from a dame named Barbecue who runs a stand up the trail.
Barbecue? Barbecue? What does she have to do with this?
She was awful mad when she talked to us, and she was crying.
Mr. Finnegan, what... What does she tell you?
She swore out a warrant for you, Homer. Said that she has the eyewitness testimony of her cook that you stole a pig from her kitchen.
And so ends the famous Damon Runyon story, Barbecue. Listen in again next week for... The Damon Runyon Theater. The Damon Runyon Theater with John Brown as Broadway is directed by Richard Sandville, and the story is adapted for radio by Russell Hughes. Vern Carstensen is in charge of production. This is a Mayfair production.
Hiya, babe. Say, how about... Ouch!
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie pictures. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer. Here's Ann Southern as Maisie.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like the man said, Maisie Revere. I'm of the theater. Of course, I could have had speaking parts in legitimate dramatic productions if it wasn't for one handicap. I was born with a Brooklyn accent. But I ain't kicking about that. Look at the handicap a skunk comes into the world with. Anyway, there's an awful lot of people in this world that are worse off than me. Of course, I have only one pair of shoes. But so what? I only have one pair of feet. So you see, that's why I'm out today on an errand of mercy. I'm going from door to door gathering old discarded clothes for the poor folks who ain't as blessed as you and me. Now, here's a house I'm sure has lots of old clothes they don't need. I can tell by that poster in the window, Alf Landon for president. They never throw anything away. Yes? Good morning, madam. I'm collecting old discarded clothes for the needy of this town.
Well, goody, goody for you. Good day, miss. I've got a lot of things to do.
Oh, please, madam. This is really an emergency. Why, there are little boys in this town who have to go around barefooted. You wouldn't want your little boys to go around without shoes, would you?
I'd love it. Then maybe my furniture wouldn't get so scratched up. Now, if you don't mind...
Are you sure you don't have something worn and useless around the house that you could give to a poor family?
No, not a thing.
Well, what about your husband?
Don't be silly. What would a poor family do with my husband? Good day, miss. I'm sorry I have no clothes to give you.
Oh. Well, what about your grandchildren?
Grandchildren? Miss, I'm a very young woman.
Oh, well, perhaps it's that horrible-looking dress you're wearing that makes you look so old.
This dress makes me look old?
Mm-hmm. Why, like you're at the age where a cup of tea would rest you.
Well, I'm taking it off right now.
Oh.
Give it to some poor woman. There you are.
Well, thanks. Madam, I'm sure some poor person could use that girdle you're wearing. It's much too small for you, you know.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my corsetier charged me $30 for it.
She charged you $30 for that girdle?
Yes. Do you think I was taken in?
Yeah, but not enough.
Well, you may have it, too, then, for the poor.
Oh.
Help me get it off.
All right.
Yeah, who's there?
I'm sort of a charity worker. I collect old clothes for poor, unfortunate people.
Oh, good. I can use a suit and shoes.
Well, I came here to see if you had some clothes you don't need.
Are you kidding? I got an audition for a part in a play, and I'm sitting here wrapped in a blanket.
Oh, are you an actor?
I ain't an Indian.
Oh.
Hey, say, maybe you got a suit or something I can wear for the audition.
Well, all I've collected so far is a dress and a girdle. Say, I'm still making rounds for discarded clothes. Maybe if I had an idea of your size, I could dig something up for you. Open the door.
You open it, lady. I'm too weak to turn the knob.
Well, I don't know about shoes, but a suit maybe. Bill. Bill Norton.
Maisie Revere. Don't mind the way I look, Maisie. They ain't making these blankets with as much drape as they used to.
Oh, gosh, Bill, it's good to see you again. I haven't seen you since we did that picture together in Hollywood.
Hey, what have you been doing lately, Maisie?
Oh, not bad. I got a chance coming up to audition for a tryout for a benefit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, things not breaking for you, too, huh?
Yeah, pretty slow, Bill. But that audition of yours for the show, Bill... You mean you don't have a suit to wear?
Oh, nothing but that one over there.
Ah, I see. Looks like a sunset with sleeves.
Oh, I don't mean the color. Green with yellow stripes is real smart, Maisie. The latest thing from London. Everybody wears suits like that on the other side.
Some smart, I'll say. Maybe you should wear that one on the other side. It probably looks better with the lining showing.
Well, it's not that, Maisie. Take a good look at it. Ever see as many wrinkles in your life?
Yeah. If it had cords, you could use it for a Venetian blind. Oh, well, why not take the suit to the tailor's and have it pressed? When do you need it for?
Tonight, but,
Oh, that broke, huh?
Uh-huh. And I can't budge from the room either, Maisie, in case a call comes from my agent for something better.
Well, look, I gotta drop these old clothes off to a poor old woman who lives with her unemployed son Roland down in the slums. The salvage outfit gave me their address. And I'll take your suit to the tailor's on the way.
Oh, you know, Maisie, I don't think you've got a selfish bone in your body.
Ah, don't kid yourself, Sonny. You should catch me racing for an empty seat in the subway. See you later.
Gee, Ma, I'm so excited and nervous. Just think, this is my first job. And if I make good, Ma, I'll take you out of this here dump and buy you real nice clothes.
Oh, Roland, my son, I'm so proud of you. When you were a little boy, your father and I thought you'd never amount to anything. But just look at you today, ready to rob your face bank.
Yeah. Well, it's getting late, Ma. I'd better get to work, huh?
Son, are you crazy? You're not going to rob the bank in your new suit.
Why not?
Why not, he asks. Suppose you get shot, you'll get a hole in it.
Say, who could that be, Ma?
You duck in the kitchen, son. And don't let me catch you swiping any of them cookies I just baked. If there's anything I can't stand, it's a crook. Go on now.
Okay, Ma.
Yeah? What do you want, girlie? Good afternoon, you poor old thing. I'm handing out clothes to the needy. Can you use this dress, Mom?
Oh, yeah, dearie. Bless you.
Ah, well, then here you are.
I say, that there suit over your arm.
The green one with yellow stripes?
Yeah.
Scary looking, ain't it?
Not for my son. In this family, the men folks are sort of used to wearing stripes. Could you maybe let me have it for my Roland, maybe, huh?
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Mom, but the owner ain't through with it yet. I'm just bringing it to the tailor's to be pressed. You see, the owner needs it for a job.
Oh, please, miss. My Roland needs a suit, too. He also has a job. Only he has to go there without a thing to wear.
Hmm. Where is this job? In a Turkish bath?
No.
Oh.
He's, shall we say, entering a bank?
Oh, and the green suit would match the money.
Yeah.
Oh, well, gee, I'm awful sorry, but the owner of this
Roland
suit
would only need it for about an hour.
Oh, just long enough to cinch the job?
Yeah, you might say that. It's his first job, miss, and I promised his poor old father before he passed away that I'd do all I could to see that Roland got a chance to carry on the family heritage.
Your husband was a bank worker?
Exclusively.
Oh.
And he always wanted Roland to follow in his fingerprints. I mean, footprints.
Well, I promised
Roland's father.
Well, Bill really don't need the suit till tonight.
He can have it back in an hour. I'll press it for him, too.
Well, all right. Here. I'll be back for it in an hour.
Oh, thank you, miss. You're very good. Tell your friend I'll pray for him.
Who was it, Mom?
Santa Claus, son. Look what she left you to wear when you robbed the bank.
Gee, a green suit with yellow stripes. Yeah, hey, ain't that going to be sort of conspicuous?
That's the idea, Jake. Oh. When you get through with the job, the suit goes back to the goon that owns it. And then when the cops look for a guy wearing a green suit with yellow stripes...
Oh, gee, Mom. You're the crookedest, connivingest dame I ever knew.
Ah, you're just saying that because I'm your mother.
Say that again, Maisie, slowly. What happened to my suit?
I told you, Bill. I was walking along the street when this boy came up to me and said, "Give me that suit, lady, or I'll shoot."
Hmm. And what did this boy look like?
Well, he looked like he meant it.
Maisie, I don't believe you.
You mean you don't believe a man held me up?
Man? Before you said it was a boy.
Well, he grew up.
How could he grow up so fast?
Vitamin pills.
Oh, Maisie, I have an audition tonight, and I want you to get me that suit right now.
You mean the green one?
Yes, the green one. And I want it before it gets dark.
Oh, it won't get dark, Bill. It'll always stay green.
Get me that suit.
All the money from the Second National Bank job, Ma. Believe me, $28,000.
Well, it's about time you got back. What took you so long? Well,
on the way out, I stopped to get my parking check validated.
What a dope.
Here's the green suit with the stripes that I wore. Ma, there's a little bullet hole in the sleeve of the coat from one of the guard's bullets.
Well, thank goodness it just went through the sleeve.
Yeah, if I was shot through the heart, it might have given me heartburn, huh?
That must be the dame back for the suit, son. You go into the bathroom and take a bath.
Okay, Ma. Where are my toy boats?
They're still in the tub from last month.
Hello, Mom. I came back for the suit if your son is through with it.
Oh, he is, dearie. Here's the suit. And here's a dollar bill for your kindness.
Gee, a dollar just for lending your suit. It's real generous of you. Golly, I hope Bill never finds out where this came from.
I hope nobody finds out.
Maisie, there's something funny about this.
Funny?
When you took this suit, it was in perfect condition. And now, look, there's a hole in the sleeve.
Hole? Oh, a moth ate it.
A moth?
Mm-hmm.
There are powder marks around the edge of the hole.
Powder? Oh, well, maybe it was eaten by a lady moth.
Oh, Maisie, that burnt hole in the sleeve couldn't have been done by a moth. And where did this dollar bill come from?
The mint in Washington.
I see.
No, D.C.
Look, Maisie,
now, what are you going to do with the dollar?
Frankly, I haven't thought about it very much. Maybe I'll buy myself a couple of yachts.
Ah, I'm glad you can still make jokes. That means you've forgiven me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, how about this dollar?
Well, now that's what I've been thinking. You ought to take that dollar to the bank and start an account. That way you'll never be so broke again.
Maisie, do you think we can find a bank that'll handle as large a sum as a dollar?
Well, sure. I'll wait outside while you get into your suit, and then we'll go down to the Second National Bank and open an account.
But you must have gotten a look at the crook, Mr. Grindle. After all, it was at your window that he stole the money.
But I didn't see the hold-up man's face, Inspector. All I noticed about him was that he had a red handkerchief over his eyes, and he was wearing a green suit with yellow stripes.
A green suit with yellow stripes?
Yes. Nauseating combination, don't you think?
Yeah, disgusting.
Yes.
Yeah, thank goodness all those dollar bills were marked with X's. Grindle, if you should ever run into the hold-up man, do you know what you're going to do?
You mean after I faint?
Yes. If any of those marked dollar bills show up, I want you to call me. I'll be in the president's office for a while.
Yes, sir.
Maisie, I feel silly coming into a big bank like this and opening an account with a measly dollar.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Bill. Thrift is a wonderful thing.
Yes, folks, and what can I do for you?
I'd like to open...
Oh, my goodness! Oh, the green suit.
Gee, I knew that suit was terrible, Bill, but I didn't think it would scare people. Oh,
look, Teller, I'd like to start a new account here.
Start a new account?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're out of new ones, we won't mind taking one that's already started.
Look, I want to start my account with this.
Oh, a dollar.
See, Bill, and you thought they wouldn't accept such a small amount. You thought you weren't wanted.
Oh, you're wanted all right, sir, but badly.
Oh, gee, thanks.
You stay right here. I'll be back in a teensy-weensy second.
Maisie, there's something screwy about all this.
I think so, too.
You do?
Yeah. Bill, that clerk was sure anxious to get your dollar. Maybe this bank hasn't been doing much business lately.
These are the people that wanted to open the account, sir.
Well, we did, but we've changed our minds. Goodbye.
Wait a minute, lady. I've got a gun.
Well, gun or no gun, you can't force us to open the account.
Now, look here. You're making a mistake.
You made a mistake when you came into this bank with that green suit to make a deposit.
Well, we didn't want to deposit the suit, just a dollar.
Yeah, look at this dollar. Under Washington's picture is an X.
You mean Washington couldn't sign his own name?
You're under arrest, both of you.
Under arrest?
Yes, for robbing this bank.
Maisie, what's all this about?
Where's all the rest of that money?
Search me.
Gladly.
I didn't mean you, you wolf.
Well, come along. I'm taking you both to headquarters.
Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
back to Maisie. Oh, so that's the story, Miss Revere. This whole thing is just one horrible mistake, huh?
Yeah, I'm sorry we put you to all the trouble of arresting us. So long, Inspector.
Just a moment, miss. The cell door is closed.
Well, you open it at once, or one of us is going to be mighty sorry.
One of us?
Yeah, me.
Yeah. Miss Revere, you're a very pretty woman. You got a lot to live for. You don't want to spend the next 20 years of your life behind bars, do you?
Well, frankly, I haven't given it much thought lately. I never plan very far ahead, you know.
Oh, now, look, Miss Revere, you can do yourself a lot of good if you listen to reason. Jail isn't a place for a girl like you.
Well, that's what I keep telling you, Inspector. Open the door, please.
Sure, sure. But first, Miss Revere, I'd like to make you a little proposition.
Why, Inspector?
Please, you don't get what I'm driving at.
And you don't get what you're driving at.
What I'm trying to say, Miss Revere, is that if you turn state's evidence and pin that bank job on your boyfriend, Norton, you can walk out of here a free woman. It's Norton we're after.
But Bill didn't do it, Inspector. He's just an actor.
Yeah, how'd he get that bullet hole in his suit?
Well, some actors ain't as good as others. Look, I know who robbed that bank, and I can prove it.
While you're in jail, Miss Revere?
Oh, I didn't think of that. Okay, chum. I'll talk.
Now you're cooking with gas.
Well, when I tell all I know about Norton, he'll be cooking with electricity.
Yeah, fine, fine. Okay, Sarge, bring Norton in.
Go, Inspector. In here, Norton.
Macy, are you all right?
Don't talk to me, you worm.
Worm? What are you sore about? You're the one that got us into this.
Don't give me that big Louie.
Big Louis?
Alias Benny the Dip, alias Sam the Lug, alias Terry the Pirate.
Say, what is this?
You can stop making with the innocent act, Norton. Your lady friend has confessed.
Confessed? But she didn't do it.
Of course I didn't, you rat.
Maisie, what's gotten into you?
Yeah, a little common sense. Norton, you're going to jail for 50 years.
But I can't do 50 years.
But do as much as you can.
I mean, I gotta be out of here by tonight. I've got to audition for a part in a play. I'm an actor, Inspector. An actor.
Yeah, and a pretty good one at that.
Yeah.
When you showed me all that dough you robbed from them other banks, you made me believe you won it on a sweepstakes ticket.
Maisie, that's ridiculous. Look, Inspector, I can prove I wasn't even in that bank. My landlady...
Won't see you for a long time, Norton. Lock him up again, Sarge.
Come on, Sarge.
Take your hands off of
him. Well, that cleans up this case. Miss Revere, you're free.
Thanks, Inspector. So long, Bill. And just to make sure they don't keep you in jail more than 50 years, I'm going to send you a calendar.
Wait a minute. Did you say she's going to go free, Inspector?
Like a boy, chump. Like a boy.
Oh, so that's it. I'm the fall guy. Maisie, how could you do this to me? I thought you were so good, so kind, so warm-hearted.
Ah, shut up. Take him away, Sarge. He's getting on my nerves.
Yeah, on mine, too. Gee whiz. Ain't he a hollering one? Come on.
Yes, so long, Norton. See you in court.
Well, I think not, Inspector.
Hey, now, don't you start, Captain. We got the guy that robbed the bank, and I can prove it, eh, Miss Revere?
What else?
You'll have to find a new pigeon, Inspector. Norton here's got an airtight alibi.
I have? I have.
But he can't have an alibi.
Norton's landlady said he didn't leave his room all day long.
Well, Maisie?
Well, don't be mad at me, Bill Norton. I was only doing this to get the goods on the real crook.
Yeah, but I don't want the real crook. I mean, get the goods on him.
Well, I think I know who it is. The old lady's son, Roland.
Roland? You think you can get the goods on him?
Well, Roland's a man.
So?
So, I'm a woman.
So?
So, didn't your father ever tell you about the birds and bees, Inspector?
Oh, you mean...
Why, Inspector, you're blushing.
Yeah.
I'll need a little help on this caper, Inspector. A good actor.
Well, Norton here's an actor.
Well...
Yeah, but this isn't my kind of work. I only act for money.
There's a $500 reward for the capture.
What do you want me to do, Maisie?
Well, I ain't sure yet, but here's the general idea. I'll drop in on Roland and make like a gun mule.
That's Maul. A mule is a jackass.
Yeah. Like I was saying, I'll be a gun mule, Bill. Give me a few minutes alone with Roland. Then you...
Oh, gosh, Mom. Where are we going to put all this loot from the bank? It sure takes up a lot of room, huh?
That's your fault for taking only $1 bills. Didn't they have any 10s and 20s?
Say, Mom, maybe I could have a couple of bucks to maybe take out a girl.
Take out a girl? You, Roland?
Well, shucks, Mom, I gotta do something for excitement. I ain't getting a kick out of them comic books like I used to, you know.
Well, you stay away from women, Roland. They're slow poison.
They are?
They are. I'll go see if I can find a safe place to stash the dough. You keep an eye on it.
Yeah, sure, Mom.
Never mind dames. Just watch the dough.
Oh. Who is there?
It's Experience, Roland.
Experience? I don't know nobody by that name.
I'm a girl, Roland. I'm Roland.
A girl?
Yeah. You've seen girls in ballrooms, ain't you? They're the ones that dance backwards. Let me in, handsome.
Oh, gosh. A woman. In just a second.
Hello, tall, dark, and... Blackie from Shy sent me to look you up.
Blackie from Shy? I don't know a Blackie from Shy.
Oh. Do you know Whitey?
No.
What colors do you know?
Well, as a brownie...
That's it. Brownie sent me to look you up.
Oh.
I just got out of Sing Sing, Roland.
Oh, you did? Sing Sing? But they only have men there.
Then I got out just in time, if you know what I mean.
Just in time?
You don't know what I mean. Say, you're even handsomer than Brownie told me.
Yeah, hey? Does you mean it, hey?
I sure do, hey. Come closer, Roland. Much closer.
Oh, hey, stay away from me. You female, you. My mom told me that women are slow poison.
Well, what's your hurry? Come on, kiss me, handsome. I'm in the mood.
Oh, gee, you really think I'm handsome?
When I'm in the mood, anybody's handsome. Come on, shoot the lips to me, doll.
Okay. Here, hold my bubble gum.
So, just like I thought, there is another man.
Heavens, it's me husband.
Oh, sit down, mister. We'll be through in a moment. You're married. Hey, you didn't tell me.
You didn't ask me.
I meant her.
I didn't know he was back, Roland. I ain't seen him in years.
Well, I was in prison in Afghanistan.
Fine time to let me know. Why didn't you write and tell me where you were?
I couldn't spell Afghanistan.
Roland. Oh, Roland.
Don't look at me. I can't spell it either.
I mean, I'm sorry I got you into this mess. Don't shoot him, Butch. Don't shoot him.
Shoot me?
Too late, babe. Well, how will you have it, Roland? In the back or through the head?
Oh, well, my head's been aching. Shoot me!
He's desperate, Roland. Give him anything to leave us alone. Give him money. Her money. Her money.
Yeah, sure. Look, all I got is the dough from the bank job. They're only ones.
Ones?
Yeah, I'm only a beginner, starting from the bottom.
Okay. Yeah. Let me have the dough.
Yeah, but look.
You better let him have it, Roland. He's a killer. He's a very bad actor.
Who's a bad actor? Why, Miss Revere, I'll have you know
Bill,
that
this is a fine time to get hammy.
Hey, there's something fishy here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Maisie.
Okay, reach for the sky.
Ay.
Look, Mom, don't shoot. I can explain.
Save your breath, honey. You ain't got much more breathing left to do. Well, son, what are you waiting for? Do something.
Oh, yeah, I'll phone the cops, Mom.
Save your nickel, Roland. We're here.
She sure got here fast, didn't they, Mom?
Why, you...
Drop the rod, Mother. We got you very nicely covered.
Gee, you got here just in time, Inspector. Well, there's your loot.
Yeah, and there's your crooks.
Yeah, Inspector. Oh, look out, Mom's getting away.
Well, she won't get far. The joint's surrounded by cops.
Well, tell them if they have to shoot her in the hand.
Why?
Some poor old woman can still use that dress.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie. Once again, here's Maisie.
Well, now that Roland and his mother are safely behind bars, I can breathe again. I let Bill take all the reward money. He did miss out on getting that acting job. Besides, he needed the money more than me. But there's one good thing about being broke. Anything that happens after that's an improvement. Well, like the fella said, the best things in life are free. And when he said that, he just wasn't beating his gums. Take a little thing like water. Simple, ain't it? But did you ever try to take a bath without it? And air. Just try breathing something else and see how far you get. Well, I still got some old clothes collecting to do for the unfortunates. So if I happen to knock at your door for some discarded things, don't turn me down. You know, you'd be surprised to find out how warm you can feel if you give your old coat to somebody who really needs it.
You just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by Arthur Phillips. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Sidney Miller, Joan Banks, B. Benaderet, Frank Nelson, Pat McGeehan, and Peter Leeds. Jack McCoy speaking.
That's it for this week. We'll be back next week with more old-time radio. I hope you can join us then. Till then, this is Jim Dolan thanking you for listening.